With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
I want you, my fellow San Franciscans, to be the first to know I will not be seeking re-election to Congress. With a grateful heart, I look forward to my final year of service as your proud representative.
And Nancy Pelosi, the longest-serving female member of Congress and former speaker, announcing today that she will not be seeking re-election in 2026, bringing a close to nearly 40 years of public service. The 85-year-old made the announcement in a heartfelt video message to San Francisco voters. The White House reacting to Tuesday's elections.
Democrats won the governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia. Democratic socialist Zohran Mamdani was elected mayor of New York City.
If you read the pollsters, the shutdown was a big factor, negative for the Republicans. And that was a big factor. And they say that I wasn't on the ballot was the biggest factor.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was a five-alarm fire for Donald Trump.
The Republicans' high-cost House is on fire. And they've only got themselves to blame.
Many voters expressed dissatisfaction with the president's handling of the economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Justice Department prosecutors have been told to produce more materials in their case against former FBI Director James Comey.
A federal judge has given Trump administration prosecutors until the end of Thursday to produce grand jury materials and other evidence seized from an investigation into Comey. His attorneys said they were at a disadvantage because they had not been able to review materials gathered years ago. The judge scolded the Justice Department for adopting an indict first and investigate second approach. Comey has pleaded not guilty to charges of lying to Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. A female hockey player has decided to call it quits. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Rachel Stoneberg doesn't want to play against men, and under the law in Minnesota where she lives, she would have to. The Women's Hockey Association of Minnesota has several men playing on its teams, and Stoneberg, in a social media post, says it's time to draw a line. Writing on X, Stoneberg says of the league, quote, "They do not care about my safety or the sanctity of the sport. I can no longer participate in a league that does not care about me." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Dutch venue has canceled an historic Hanukkah concert because one of the singers is connected to the Israeli army. Amsterdam's Royal Concert Hall is ending 10 years of Hanukkah concerts over Shai Abramson, a retired IDF member who serves as the army's cantor. The concert series was first revived in 2015, 70 years after it was halted by the Nazis during their occupation of Holland. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Wall Street Business Report.
The financial markets continue to rely heavily on corporate earnings data for insight into how the economy is doing, given the absence of government data due to the shutdown. Among today's early market movers, Lyft, its shares rose 6.2%, even as the ride-hailing app missed sales and profit targets. However, investors appear optimistic about the company's autonomous vehicle partnerships. Food delivery app DoorDash tumbled 12% overnight after warning investors it will be spending a good deal more on product development next year. The Bank of England is holding Britain's key interest rate at 4%. Inflation in the UK still runs markedly above the central bank's target for cutting rates. Tesla shareholders vote today on a pay package that could make Elon Musk the world's first trillionaire. I'm Rich Thomason.
More of these stories at SRNNews.com.